Welcome to All Things Trust and Wills, the Albertson and Davidson podcast. Hello, this is Keith Davidson with another episode of All Things Trust and Wills. Thank you for joining us. Today we're discussing the hard work of trustee investing. So every trustee of a trust in California has a duty to follow the Uniform Prudent Investor Act. And it's laid out right in our California probate code, starting with probate code section 16045. And it's important to remember what a trustee's duty is when investing. And so generally speaking, a trustee has a duty to invest the way a prudent person would, and they must use reasonable care, skill, and caution. So that's a pretty wide open standard in terms of what exactly does that mean. But the probate code also lays out some very specific items that the trustee has to take into account. And this is all mandatory. So the trustee must consider the purposes of the trust terms, the distribution requirements, and any other circumstances involving the trust. So if you have a trust that's going to be held in trust for a long period of time, that might take a different set of investing than a trust that's going to be distributed out in a matter of months or within a year or two. Not only that, but under probate code section 16047, the trustee has a duty to consider all of the following. So they must consider the general economic conditions, the possible effect of inflation or deflation, the expected tax consequences of the investment decisions or strategies that they're engaging in, the role that each investment plays in the overall trust portfolio, the expected total return from income and the appreciation of capital, other resources of the beneficiaries known to the trustee, so the trustee has to inquire about that, needs for liquidity, regularity of income, and preservation or appreciation of capital, depending on what the trust requires, and an asset special relationship or special value, if any, to the purposes of the trust. Also, the trustee has a duty to diversify trust assets. So when you put all of that together, you can see just how complicated and intricate a trustee's duty to invest is. And really, a trustee should seek professional help to try and put together a competent and relevant investment plan. And if you're going to have an investment plan, it should be written down. You should have a written investor's policy statement. Now, when I have a case, when I'm attacking the investment policies of a trustee, the first thing I'm going to ask of them, both in my document requests and at deposition, is, did you write down your investor's strategy? Did you have a written investor policy statement? And more often than not, they tell me, no, I did not. And that obviously is bad for the trustee, because how on earth do you keep all of these different factors in mind? How do you make sure that all the investments are being made with all these different factors factored into the decisions? And how do you go back and check to make sure that the strategy you're implementing is still on track? Because things change. The investment world changes. The overall world changes, which affects the different types of investments that the trust may have. And so the trustee has a duty not only to come up with a plan initially, but to check in on that plan regularly and make sure that it's going according to what was expected when the plan was first created. And if they're not doing that, then they're not following their job and their duties under the Prudent Investor Act. And it would be very difficult in most trusts, maybe even in all trusts, for a trustee to keep track of all of this stuff and not have it put down in writing. And that's where the trustee needs to find, number one, a competent financial planning professional to help them, somebody who understands the duties and responsibilities of trustee investing, because it's very different from individual investing, and that can help them put a written investor policy statement down on paper and then go back and check it, hopefully quarterly, to make sure that they're on task. If that's not being done, I, as a lawyer, when I come in to attack that trustee for the investing, I am going to have a heyday, because there's going to be all sorts of things that I can ask of them, and there's not going to be any good answers, and there'll be no good defense for that trustee. If I'm defending a trustee, then the first thing I want them to do is put together a written investor policy statement and then check on it every quarter and follow it. And that's going to give me a huge amount of strength and defensible position to show that this trustee is meeting his or her duties and that they're doing the right thing. And, oh, by the way, by having all this stuff put together, it's good for the beneficiaries, because then the beneficiaries know that their trust money is being properly invested. And at the end of the day, that's what the probate code demands. They want to make sure that trustees are investing properly and not being careless. For information about this and many other trust and will topics, please see our website at aldavlaw.com. That's aldavlaw.com. Thank you for listening to All Things Trust and Wills.